You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Next year, we will choose a new governor. A number of candidates have already stepped into the race, including Democrat Bill Cobbs, formerly the global vice president for Xerox, who has declared he is ready to lead this Michigan revival. Bill Cobbs, welcome. Glad to have you with
us. Thank you, Cynthia. I'm glad to be here with you.
What kind of revival do you want to lead if you're elected governor?
Well, you know, today we have a state where public policy is not really being driven by the citizens. And we need to return to that because much of what happens today is not in the citizens' best interest.
So why did you decide to run for governor?
I remember growing up in a time when public education really provided a gateway to social mobility. And, you know, we spent a lot of time talking about our young people today and how different they are from us. And there's a fundamental reason they're different, and that reason is that the one thing that we had in my generation and generations that came after me was hope. Young people today don't have hope. They don't see a pathway to something else for themselves. So they default to what's easy. I want to create the opportunity for them to be able to have dreams that they can actually realize.
Now, you're a Navy veteran.
Yes.
You were the global vice president for Xerox, so tough business experience. But have you ever held elected office before?
Never even thought I would run for elected office.
So with that in mind, you know there are voters who have watched a non-politician businessman as governor of Michigan, a non-politician businessman right now at the White House, and people might have some reservations about someone with no experience in government as our state's chief executive. How do you answer that?
So unlike a lot of people, I don't think that you run government like you run a business. And, you know, I always take exception to the fact when people refer to me as a businessman. What I was someone who entered the business world to make sure that I could provide an opportunity and a decent living for my family. I made a living that way. That doesn't characterize who I am as a person. Governing is really about providing leadership, providing vision, being able to develop a plan that's executable, and having the conviction to see it through to the end. And those are things that I know a great deal about. You know, having had the opportunity in my life to actually work on a factory floor, to serve in the United States Navy, to be a police officer, I learned what it meant to be able to follow. And if you don't know how to follow, you'll never learn how to lead.
I'd like to get your thoughts, Bill Cobbs, on some of the issues that are facing Michigan. And let's start with people in Flint, with adults and children still being forced to have to use bottled water, facing lifelong health consequences and challenges from being exposed to that lead poisoned water. What do you think the state should do for them?
So as you know, last Saturday we had a candidate forum in Flint. And I've always been on record as saying that the state of Michigan has a responsibility to provide the services that are necessary to make Flint whole again. And from a health perspective, we don't know how long that'll take. There shouldn't be any limit placed on it. We need to step up to what the implications of the situation we created are. I've also said that we have a governor today that talks about having almost $1 billion in a rainy day fund. If Flint doesn't qualify as a rainy day, whatever will in the state?
So you're saying whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes is what we should be committed to. Because frankly, you know, Flint is not an anomaly. It's a perfect example of what the future of this state may look like if we don't begin to immediately address the infrastructure issues that are plaguing us as a state.
We have all watched as President Trump and Republicans in Congress have tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act, which means there are people here in Michigan at risk of losing their health care coverage, especially those who got their coverage through Medicaid, through Healthy Michigan. What would you do about this as governor?
Well, I think, obviously, from my perspective, I would love to be able to move to a single-payer model in the state of Michigan. And over time, I think we can do that. But we've got to fundamentally restructure some things before we can get there. I absolutely believe in the model of ACA. I happen to be a beneficiary of it because, you know, one of the things that ACA did was remove lifetime caps. If there were still a lifetime cap on what insurers had to provide, I would be up a creek without a paddle. So I understand that.
What kinds of restructuring things do you think need to be done?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to recognize is that for us to move to a single-payer model, we've got to have a revenue-generating engine that allows us to pay for it. Today, we have a situation where in Michigan we have a very archaic tax policy. That tax policy, as it relates to citizens, is a fixed tax that penalizes people who make little money and benefits folks that make a lot of money. So I'd love to have a constitutional amendment that allows us to move from that fixed tax to a progressive tax structure so that we'd have the revenue coming into the state that we need to get the work done.
Think you can get that through a Republican-led legislature?
Well, I'm going to make every effort to have that happen. Because, you know, one of the things that I did when I created my platform was to try to focus on issues that crossed party lines, that weren't things that people could take partisan issue with.
We have seen job growth in Michigan, but labor participation's down. Wages are not going up at the same rate as corporate profits are. And too many Michiganders are cobbling together a living by having to work two or more jobs with few, if any, benefits. What can and should a governor be doing about that?
So one of the things I've said I'm going to do as the next governor of this state is implement a statewide infrastructure replacement program. That's a program that'll run 25 years minimum. That program will allow us to not only deal with all of our infrastructure issues, and I'm not just talking about roads, I'm talking about water, I'm talking about bridges and dams and electrical, as well as providing broadband access for citizens all across the state. But the collateral benefit that we'll get from that is the ability to create enough jobs in this state that will allow us to put any citizen who wants to work in a job that pays a living wage, probably a minimum $17.50 an hour, for the next 25 years. That'll give us the opportunity to really go back and attack the things that we've done to destroy our education system so that we're preparing our citizens for real work opportunities of the future.
And putting paychecks in people's pockets.
That's right.
And fixing problems in Michigan's
Absolutely.
Infrastructure. You state you'll implement the highest level of ethics and transparency. Can you give us your thoughts about the increasing amount of dark money that funds political campaigns?
Well, you know, we just came off of the first campaign finance reporting. And, you know, I encourage citizens to take a very close look at those reports because one of the things that we've got to fundamentally understand is that when people provide big money to a campaign, they're not doing it out of benevolence. They're not doing it because they don't expect something. They're buying access. And we can't afford to have people in Lansing at the legislative level or in the governor's office who are accountable to anybody but the citizens of the state.
How would you change things?
The first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make sure that if I'm the next governor of this state, the governor's office will no longer be exempt from FOIA. There's nothing that happens in that office that the people of the state shouldn't be able to see or hear or review.
There are so many issues and so many problems that need to be addressed in Michigan. What is the one that most motivates you to get up and campaign every morning?
So I've said that we have a ton of issues in Michigan, but you can't deal with everything at one time. So when I was formulating my platform, I couldn't stop at one, so I had to come up with four. Those four things are really making sure we do fundamental education reform. And by that, I mean making sure that we develop a scheme to fully fund every single school district in this state to deliver the educational outcomes that we say are important to us. That's number one. Number two, that we develop a statewide infrastructure program because that's going to give us the opportunity to attack the things that impact human life in the state and also to create real job opportunities. Third is we need a fair tax policy for the 21st century. We can't continue to tax citizens who make $20,000 a year at the same rate that we tax millionaires and billionaires. And fourth, and probably very important to the future of Michigan, is that we have a water and environmental policy that protects our most important resources for this generation and generations to come. We can't continue to play Russian roulette with 20% of the entire Earth's fresh water supply.
Bill Cobbs, Democratic candidate for governor of Michigan. Thank you so much for spending time with
us. Thank you for inviting me.